这里是 BBC Learning English.
Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。
Listen.
听。
Speak.
说。
With BBC Learning English.
Hi and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
我是陈黎。
In today's program, we're finding out about a very famous animated TV program from the USA, The Simpsons.
Animated, 动画的。这不是一个儿童节目吗 ,Vicky?
Well, not really, but children do like it as well as adults. It's been said that Matt Groening, who created the show, changed our idea of family entertainment.
他改变了家庭娱乐的观念。
During the 1980s, cartoons were thought of as children's programs, but The Simpsons showed that cartoons could appeal to adults as well.
Cartoons, 卡通片。这个节目同时吸引了孩子还有成年人。我们来听一听卡通片《辛普森一家》是如何创作出来的。
This is Mark Lawson from BBC Front Row.
Groening, a magazine illustrator, invented the family. He scribbled some figures with distinctive hairdos and gave them the names of his parents and siblings. Clumsy, lazy Homer and optimistic Marge and their children, slacker Bart, do-gooder Lisa and dummy-sucking Maggie.
Matt Groening 原来是一个杂志的插图画家。
A magazine illustrator.
他很快地就画出了人物形象。
He scribbled down some figures.
To scribble. 粗略地画出一些草图。
The figures had very distinctive hairdos.
人物的发型都很独特。关于这一点呢，接下来我们将听到更多的内容。
And he named them after his parents and siblings.
Siblings. 兄弟姐妹。原来辛普森一家都是以 Matt 自己家人的名字命名的，那么他怎么来描述辛普森一家五口不同人物的个性特征呢？
Homer is lazy and clumsy.
Lazy, 懒惰的， clumsy, 笨拙的。
Marge is optimistic.
Optimistic, 乐观的。
Bart is a slacker.
A slacker, 懒鬼，懒虫。
Lisa is a do-gooder.
Do-gooder, 这是一个俚语表达，专指那些喜欢做好事却又不切合实际的人。
And there's a baby, Maggie, who always sucks a dummy.
A dummy, 奶嘴。
Clumsy, lazy Homer and optimistic Marge and their children, slacker Bart, do-gooder Lisa and dummy-sucking Maggie.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English.
From the BBC.
The Simpsons is very popular in the UK and the USA. It's been going for 20 years and has just celebrated its 400th episode.
Wow, 上演20年，一共有400集，一定是非常的受欢迎了。那么这个节目究竟好在哪里呢？
Well, people like The Simpsons because it's funny. Even though it's a cartoon, it makes comments about real life, family life in small town America.
Small town America.美国郊区一个小镇。
It's set in a town called Springfield. There are many real towns called Springfield in the USA and in Britain. The series features lots of different characters besides the family. And Matt Groening says that this was his intention right from the start.
Intention, 意图。
Well, the Simpsons from the very beginning were designed to be a family sitcom that was going to go on for quite a while. I mean, that was my intention from the very beginning. I had this idea, wouldn't it be great to populate an entire small town, not just the family, but all the other people and the institutions of a small town and then just go anywhere we wanted.
He describes the show as a family sitcom. Sitcom is short for situation comedy.
Sitcom, 解释情境喜剧。
And because he always thought it would be a long-term show, he wanted to populate the whole town.
To populate, 在文字上翻译呢，就是安排居民。在这里呢，指将整个城镇呢作为角色安排在剧中。
So the episodes don't just take place in the family's house, but at school, work, in the shops, and so on.
因为他设计了整个城镇，所以呢，辛普森一家可以去他们想去的任何地方。
Well, the Simpsons from the very beginning were designed to be a family sitcom that was going to go on for quite a while. I mean, that was my intention from the very beginning. I had this idea, wouldn't it be great to populate an entire small town, not just the family, but all the other people and the institutions of a small town, and then just go anywhere we wanted.
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
In the programme today, we're looking at the animated TV show The Simpsons, which has just celebrated 400 episodes and 20 years.
我们可以了解更多有关人物造型的情况吗？
Yes, one very notable thing about The Simpsons is the characters are bright yellow.
这些人物都是金黄色的，为什么呢？
Well, one reason is so that the characters in The Simpsons were not of any particular racial background.
他们没有任何种族背景。
Matt said that he didn't want Caucasian pink flesh tone.
Caucasian, 白种人的 flesh tone, 肤色。
And there's another reason for them being yellow too. Listen and see if you can hear it.
I did not want to have that Caucasian pink that passes for flesh tone in cartoons. The animators presented me with a vast array of pinkish hues to pick for these characters. And I said, no, can we try? Is there something else? How about yellow? Nothing looks like that. That's fantastic. And the other secret reason for doing it that way, if the characters are yellow, whenever you're turning around with your remote control, if you see a flash of yellow, you know you've hit the Simpsons.
Nothing else looks like The Simpsons.
Matt 说，因为他们和电视上的其他形象看起来完全不同，所以如果你不停地换台，搜索频道，一旦看到这些金黄色的人物，就知道这是辛普森一家了。
How about yellow? Nothing looks like that. That's fantastic. And the other secret reason for doing it that way, if the characters are yellow, whenever you're turning around with your remote control, if you see a flash of yellow, you know you've hit the Simpsons.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English.
From the BBC.
The way the characters were drawn has changed quite a bit since the beginning. Matt told us why.
The show has changed over the years, and I'll have to say that at the beginning of the show, the characters were really ugly and crudely drawn. That's the way I draw. And back at the beginning, I assumed that they were going to clean up my drawings, they were going to make them look really cute and cuddly, but they didn't. So that's why The Simpsons started out as hideous as they did.
Originally, the characters were quite ugly and crudely drawn.
Crude, 粗略的。Matt 以为动画制作人们会将这些人物进行一些修饰美化，但是事实上呢，却根本没有。
But although the look of the characters has changed, they're still very distinctive.
那么如何来创作具有独特性的卡通形象呢？我们来听听 Matt 怎么说的。
Design your characters so they can be recognized in silhouette.And if you look at The Simpsons, obviously Bart with the spike hair and Marge with the tall hair and Homer with his two little hairs on the top of his head, you can instantly identify them in silhouette. And you can distinguish them from each other.
They can be recognized in silhouette.
Silhouette. 轮廓
So those hairdos were very important. Bart has spiky hair.
Bart, 头发是尖的。
Marge has tall hair.
Marge 的头发呢高高竖立像个宝塔
And Homer has almost no hair except two
Homer 的头上呢仅仅有两根毛
So they can be distinguished
所以他们很突出 Distinguish 特别的突出的
Obviously Bart with the spike hair and Marge with the tall hair and Homer with his two little hairs on the top of his head you can instantly identify them in silhouette and you can distinguish them from each other
这里是 BBC Learning English
BBC Learning English
From the BBC
One interesting aspect of The Simpsons is that because it's so popular they frequently have guest stars usually playing themselves
Guest stars 客串嘉宾那么怎么样的人物才可以在剧中客串扮演他们自己呢
All sorts of people, pop stars and film stars, even the recent British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
哇，就连英国首相也曾经在辛普森一家当中出现过。
But no American presidents have agreed to be in the show.
我想他们一定担心在剧中会丑化他们自己的形象。
Yes, and also the show is generally quite anti-authority and can be a bit political.
Anti-authority, 反权威的。那么辛普森一家这个剧目是如何反映政治问题的呢？下面就是一个例子。
We built in an environmental theme at the very beginning and having Homer Simpson be an incompetent nuclear power plant worker.
So there is an environmental theme.
以环境为主题。
Because Homer Simpson is an incompetent nuclear power plant worker.
Homer Simpson 呢在核工厂工作，但是却很低能。所以显然呢，该剧暗示像他这样愚蠢的人可能会引发核事故，给全球带来危机。
We built in an environmental theme at the very beginning and having Homer Simpson be an incompetent nuclear power plant worker.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English.
From the BBC.
Interestingly, the regular voice actors who star in the series usually voice more than one character.
在这个系列当中只有几个配音演员，他们给剧中所有人物配音，在这里是动词 to voice 配音。
For example, the same person voices Homer and his father.
关于这个卡通系列还有什么是我们应该知道的呢？
The Simpsons is irreverent humor.
Irreverent, 不留情面的，直率的。
The team that makes it are very good at taking the mickey out of things, including themselves.
To take the mickey out of, 拿某人某事开玩笑，甚至是他们自己，怎么来理解呢？
Well, for example, in early episodes, Bart had some silly catchphrases.
Catchphrases, 警句。
And in a later episode, Bart became famous purely because of a catchphrase that didn't mean anything.
所以他们利用幽默拿名言警句开玩笑。
Up to this point, The Simpsons has only ever been a TV show.But now there's a Simpsons movie.
那么为什么要花20年时间才想到制作出一部影片呢？
It's taken us so long because we've been working on many, many other episodes of the show, and we don't have a team standing by waiting to do that movie. Everybody was working full time, and finally we decided when we came up on our 400th episode mark and our 20th year of existence that, you know what, let's do a movie.
They've just been too busy making all the episodes to make a movie.But when they got to 20 years and 400 episodes, they decided it was time.
我相信电影也会像电视卡通系列一样大受欢迎的。
Well, now we've run out of time.
节目时间有限，咱们今天就说到这里。但是别忘记，下次节目我们再会。
Goodbye.
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.